From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a very noble personality in the history of Islam, alhamdulillah, a pious predecessor, a great alim-e-deen. Not only is he a great scholar of Islam, but he has produced so many scholars, subhanAllah. And we are talking about the great pious predecessor, greatness of Huzur Hafiz Millat alayhi rahma. This inshallah Azza wa Jal, first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a beautiful hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Salawat ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. A spiritual guide, a guide in Sharia, a leader of the nation, a leader of Ahlul Sunnah, a teacher of scholars. The Hadith scholar of Muradabad, Sayyidina Hafiz Millat Allama Maulana Shah Abdul Aziz, name was Abdul Aziz and his appellation was Hafiz Millat. He was the son of Hafiz Ghulam Noor and the grandson of Maulana Abdul Rahim Rahimahumullah. And Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma was born in the year 1312 Hijri, corresponding to 1894, in the district of Bhojpur, that is situated under the area Muradabad, which is in the province called UP, Uttar Pradesh in India. He was born on a Monday morning. Maulana Abdul Rahim Rahimahullah, the grandfather of Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma, named him after Delhi's famous scholar of hadith, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlvi. He did so whilst wishing that this child of his becomes a scholar. Subhanallah. Look at the enthusiasm of our pious predecessors, the parents, that while naming their children, they would choose the name of those who were well versed in the studies of Islam, subhanAllah. Hafiz Millat's father, Hafiz Ghulam Noor, alayhi rahma, he desired from the very beginning for his son to serve the religion as a scholar. Therefore, whenever a senior scholar or sheikh would arrive in Bhojpur, Hafiz Ghulam Noor, rahimahullah, would take his son to them and request that, Your Honor, please make dua for this child of mine. And the ulama would make dua. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma's father was a practicing Hafiz who strictly followed the rulings of Sharia. He practiced the Sunnah and had great love for the Holy Quran. He would recite the Quran while sitting, whether he's standing or walking, he would recite the Quran. His memorization of the Quran was so strong that he was famous by the title of Bade Hafiz, meaning the senior Hafiz of the Holy Quran. As soon as children would reach the age of 7, he would encourage them to perform Salah and observe fast. If someone came to meet him, he would show them great hospitality. If his guests were people who would habitually offer Salah, he would have them stay the night. Otherwise, he would serve food and wish his guests farewell. When he was blessed with performing Hajj, he had no money left on his return. Instead of asking anyone for money, he worked hard as a laborer to gather adequate funds and then returned after 9 months. He departed from this temporary world at the age of approximately 100 years. Subhanallah, his respectable mother was a very steadfast woman in her salah and fasting. She was very passionate and selfless about doing good to other Muslims. despite experiencing poverty, she was caring to her neighbors. And it was often the case that she would give her food away to a widowed neighbor and remain hungry herself. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This should be the enthusiasm of a Muslim towards their neighbor. Subhanallah. Our pious predecessors, they also did similar things, that they would remain hungry themselves whilst they fed their neighbor, whilst they fed the one who's more deserving, the one who was hungry, the one who was in need. Sayyidina Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma's early education, recitation of the Quran and its memorization took place under the guidance of his noble father, Hafiz Ghulam Noor Rahimahullah. In addition to this, he studied Urdu until fourth grade in his hometown of Bhojpur. And he also studied the fundamental books of Farsi, that is Persian language, in Bhojpur and in Muradabad as well. However, he had to suspend his education due to domestic issues and went on to serve as a teacher in the madrasa of Hifzul Quran in Bhojpur and as an imam in the main masjid. In the year 1339 Hijri, when he was at the age of 27, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma gained admission at Jamia Naimia in Muradabad and spent 3 years there. However, his thirst for knowledge had increased and he sought after an ocean of knowledge to quench this thirst, subhanAllah, that he had. Dear viewers, there is no age limit of acquiring knowledge. Indeed, acquiring knowledge is a share of the fortunate people. If possible, gain admission for Dars-e-Nizami, Alim course. Seek knowledge with sincerity and attain its plentiful blessings. If this is not possible, then travel on a Sunnah-inspired Madani Qafila with Dawat Islami, the Madani organization of the prophetic devotees. For this is also a way to gain knowledge and receive many, many blessings. Yes, inshallah, Azawajal. Look at a hadith in order to boost our enthusiasm and occupy ourselves in seeking knowledge. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has stated that he who seeks knowledge and attains it will have a double portion of reward. But if he does not attain it, he will have a single portion of reward. In explaining the double portion of reward, the renowned commentator Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah, he writes that one portion of reward is for seeking the knowledge and the other portion is for attaining it. Because both of these are acts of worship, commenting on a single portion of reward, he writes, this is because he either passed away as a student and did not have the opportunity to complete his studies, or because his mind did not fully function and yet he continued to study, for which he will also be rewarded. During the month of Shawwalul Mukarram in the year 1342 Hijri, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma, he visited Ajmer Sharif with some of his fellow students, amongst whom Imam al-Nahw, Sayyidina Allama Ghulam Jilani Meerati rahimahullah was also present. Nonetheless, everyone was given admission for Jamia Mu'iniya by Huzur Sadru Sharia. All of the Darsi books had been assigned to the other teachers respectively. However, out of kindness, Sadru Sharia alayhi rahma would free himself up from his commitments and teach Tahzeeb and Usul al-Shashi. After having studied up to the book of logic, which is called Hamdullah, because of his financial problems and personal commitments, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma intended on discontinuing his studies, but then he expressed his desire to study Daura Hadith Sharif. Responding affectionately, his teacher, Sadru Sharia Ali Rahma, he said, "The heavens can become the earth and the mountains can move from their places, but it is not possible for you to leave out even a single book from your studies." As a result, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma cancelled his plans and wholeheartedly remained in the company of Huzur Sadru Sharia Ali Rahma to ascend the levels of knowledge. And at the end, the efforts of his noble teacher, Hudrat Sadru Sharia, bore fruit. And Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah, he completed Dora Hadith and graduated from Darul Ulum Manzar-e-Islam in Bareilly Sharif in the year 1351, corresponding to the year 1932. On 29 Shawwal al-Mukarram, in the year 1352 Hijri, corresponding to 14th of January 1934, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah arrived in Mubarakpur, and he remained occupied in his teaching madrasa Ashrafiya Misbahul Ulum in the region of Purani Basti. Only a few months had passed before his method of teaching, knowledge and practice became widely spoken of in high regard. Consequently, a flood had surged full of people who were thirsty for knowledge, resulting in a lack of space in the Jamia and the need for a larger institute. Subsequently, in the year 1353 Hijri, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah strived in forming one of the most prestigious educational institutes of the Islamic world, which he named Darul Ulum Ashrafiya Misbahul Ulum, after Sultan al-Tarikin Sayyidina Makhdum Sayyid Ashraf Jahangir Samnani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Sayyidina Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah, he resigned from his post in the year 1361 Hijri due to some reasons and went to Jamia Arabiya in Nagpur. Due to his expertise in acquiring funding and in educational matters, his departure from Darul Ulum Ashrafiya severely debilitated its educational and financial matters. Upon Sadru Sharia's specific order, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah resigned from his post in Nagpur in the year 1362 Hijri and returned to Mubarakpur. Thereafter, he remained affiliated with Darul Ulum Ashrafiya and served as a teacher and fulfilled other religious works for the rest of his life. Subhanallah, a large portion of his life only to serve Islam and to serve the knowledge of Islam. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah's endeavors led to the Grand Mufti of India, the son of Ala Hazrat Mufti Mustafa Raza Khan Ali Rahmah, laying down the foundational stone of Al Jamiatul Ashrafiya, that is the Arabic University, during the year 1392 Hijri, corresponding to 1972, in a large open space. And that Jamia, that Darul Ulum, still exists even till today. Alhamdulillah, I've had privilege of visiting it quite a few times, alhamdulillah, and it's so humbling to be there. The atmosphere when you go there, visit Darul Ulum Ashrafiya, and you be in that space, the spirituality, you can feel it. And especially at the occasion of the Urs of Huzur Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah, it is subhanAllah so wonderful. Hafiz Millat Rahimahullah would always sit on his knees before Huzur Sadru Sharia Ali Rahmah. If Sadru Sharia Ali Rahmah had to leave the room out of necessity, the students would stand up out of respect, and they would sit down after he had left and then stand up again upon his return. However, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah would remain standing for his entire duration and would only sit down after Sadru Sharia Ali Rahmah had returned and sat back in his seat. Subhanallah, he had such respect for his ustaz, for his teacher. And subhanallah, it is a very crucial matter that when you are a student of deen, when you are a student, you have to respect your ustaz, your teacher. And this is something you can't overlook, especially students nowadays, when the respect for teachers is not the same anymore. But we should teach our children to respect their teachers, inshallah azza wa jalla, and take them seriously. Irrespective of whether Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah would be at his residence or in the classroom, he would never read or teach a book whilst lying down or reclining against something. In fact, he would place it on a prop or a desk if he needed to take a book from his home to the madrasa or vice versa. would have it in his right hand and hold it against his chest. If he ever saw a student walking while swinging his arms with the book in his hand, he would say, when a book is held close to the chest, it will penetrate the heart. And when it is kept away from the chest, the book will also remain far from the heart. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And our Asatiza also, they taught us. In fact, my Asatiza, most of them were the students of Huzur Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma. Alhamdulillah. And I was privileged to learn from those great ulama who were the direct students of Huzur Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma. And now I also understand as to why our teachers would say, always hold the book close to your heart and not be, you know, holding in your hand and then swinging it by. That is not the appropriate way. And Huzur Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma, he discouraged the students from doing that and rather hold the books close to your heart. That is more respectable and respectful manner of keeping Islamic text and Islamic books. On one occasion after the classes had ended, some students stood awaiting near the stairs of Darul Uloom Ahlus Sunnah Shafia so that they could see and meet Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma. When he arrived, all of the students walked behind him out of respect. Suddenly, Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma instructed one student, walk in the front. Listening to this, the student became hesitant. So Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma clarified, you have the glorious Quran with you, which is why I'm telling you to walk in the front. Subhanallah. Look at what level of respect he had for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the glorious Quran. The student had the Quran in his hand, subhanallah. And therefore, Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma asked him to walk in the front. Subhanallah, even ahead of the ustaz, because Quran, the respect of the Quran, mahfuz sada rakhna shaha be adabon se, aur mujhse bhi sarzad na kabhi be adabi ho. Ameen bijahi nabiyyi ameen. Sayyidina Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma, he was so affectionate towards the students. He treated them like his own children. He had lots of love for the students of knowledge. He strongly disliked for students to be expelled from the madrasa because of some mistakes. And he would say, to expel students from the madrasa is just like a father separating his son from himself, or just like someone amputating an ailing part of their body. He would further state, although Sharia permits excluding a student in the light of organizational policies and interest, I deem it to be an act from the most disliked acts that are permitted. Allahu Akbar. Look at how much love and affection that he would shower his students with. He treated them like their own son. If he had to expel a student, it was like he was disowning or he was being separated from his own son. That is the spirit that we must hold when we are teaching the students of deen. Sayyidina Hafizamillah Ta'ala Rahma was very punctual and he would value time. He would do everything as at its stipulated time. For example, he would punctually offer salah in congregation at the local masjid. He would fulfill his duty of teaching in an excellent manner during teaching hours, and he would have siesta after his meal upon returning home from the Jamia. The time for the siesta would always be the same, irrespective of whether there were one or two sessions at the Jamia. Nevertheless, he would awaken at the specified time of Zuhr. After having offered Salah in Jama'ah, he would attend the madrasa if there was a second session. Otherwise, he would read books or he would deliver lectures from the books as well. Alternatively, he would hand out amulets to those who needed them. In the early stages, he would go for a stroll outside the urban area after Asr Salah. Even at that time, he would be amongst the students who would ask questions related to knowledge and receive satisfying answers. Subhanallah. If he was to visit the sick, he would usually go after Asr. Whilst passing a cemetery, he would often stand on the roadside, recite Fatiha, and convey its reward to the deceased. After Maghrib Salah, he would have his evening meal and walk in his courtyard. And after Isha Salah, he would read books and also supervise the residential students to ensure that they are studying. Usually he would go to sleep at 11 o'clock and wake up for tahajjud in the last part of the night. Subsequently, he would offer his tahajjud and he would sleep for a short while. Regardless of how long he had to stay awake for in the night, he would not miss his Fajr Salah. And that is the spirit, dear viewers, not to let your spirituality go down. No matter how busy life may keep you, and there will always be cases and circumstances where you are very busy, yes. Nobody can be that busy to now miss their Fajr Salah. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma, subhanAllah, being the great scholar of Deen, and he would have his schedule filled. There is no gap in his schedule, as we have learned his schedule from morning till, I mean, the whole 24 hours, right? And there is not much free time to spare. And he would also have commitments at times, traveling, going to places, staying late at night, but he would always be there for Fajr Salah. We should also value our time. Looking at the schedule of Huzur Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma, it should give us the motivation that, yes, this is how you should value your time. Remove laziness and fix a schedule for your daily activities so that we can develop the habit of doing everything in a timely manner. In relation to this, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he says that try and specify a time for all matters from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to sleep at night. For example, specify the time for tahajjud, salah, seeking knowledge, offering salah in congregation with takbir ula, offering ishraq and chasht, eating breakfast, earning a livelihood, having the afternoon meal, dealing with domestic matters, fulfilling evening commitments, spending time in a good company, and meeting with Islamic brothers for matters pertaining to the religion. Those who are not used to this may experience some difficulty in the beginning, but once they become accustomed to this, they will see its benefits themselves. SubhanAllah. Beautiful advice from His Eminence. And Huzur Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma, he was also an ardent lover of the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ibn Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma's whole life exemplified in the way of the teacher to the universe Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he states on page 213 of his book Call to Righteousness that Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma was very mindful of the Sunnah in every action of his. Once a wound had appeared on his right foot. Someone brought medicine and said, Your Honor, the medicine has arrived. Because it was winter, Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma was wearing leather socks. As he removed his left sock first, the individual who brought the medicine claimed that, Your Honor, the wound is on the right foot. To which he replied that it is sunnah to remove the sock from the left foot first. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Mentioning another incident, His Eminence, he writes that once, when Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma's age was more than 70, after he had passed the age of 70, he was traveling on a train. They also happened to be a doctor in the same carriage who decided to initiate a conversation with him. The doctor became extremely impressed with his vast knowledge and kept looking at Hafiz Millat in amazement. Expressing his amazement, the doctor said, I am an ophthalmologist and I have noticed that even in this age, your eyesight has not deteriorated. Rather, your eyesight is as good as that of children. Tell me, what do you use for this? Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma responded that, Doctor, I do not use any specific medicine. However, there is something that I always act upon before sleeping at night. I use kohol in accordance with the sunnah. And it is my belief that there is no medicine in the world that is better for the eyes. Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma's life was one of simplicity and tranquility. He always led a simple life. If you would look at the life of the pious predecessors, they always led a very simple life. They wouldn't live the life of luxury, as we would assume. But subhanallah, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so simple. They are so humble. And they always led a very simple life. His clothes would be made of thick cotton. His shirt would be long, and subhanallah, and his trousers would be above his ankles. In every weather, he would wear a hat with a turban tied above it. He would also wear a long coat-like garment that is called sherwani. He would use a walking stick, keep his gaze lowered whilst walking, and he would say, "I do not wish to see people's faults." Even when at home, he would still be mindful of observing modesty. As his daughters grew older, he would only rest in a specific room of the house. Upon entering the home, he would trap his walking stick firmly on the ground. This would be the indication that anyone inside the house would know that he is here now. Never would he allow any non-mahram woman to be in his presence. Alhamdulillah. The simplicity of the life of Huzur Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah, it is truly amazing. And he was so humble that although he was a great scholar of deen, he was a great muhaddith, he was a great mufti, and he was such a great scholar of Islam, but people would call him Hafizji. They would call him Hafiz. And he wouldn't mind that. Subhanallah. Right until the end of his life, people addressed him as Hafizji, Hafizji, Hafizji always. This was his title. And this is how people lovingly called him. He never objected to it. He didn't tell them, "No, I am an alim e deen, I am such a great muhaddith." No. He was so humble, subhanallah. In his private life, his level of simplicity and contentment with little bit was so much that once for evening meal, his elder daughter placed rotis before him inside a basket and then brought some dal and placed it nearby. However, due to little light in the room, he did not notice that the lentil was there, and he only ate the bread and drank some water. And he was reciting the dua after his meal. His daughter said, "Abba, you have not eaten the dal?" Responding with surprise, he said, "Oh, there is also dal here. I thought there was only roti for today." Subhanallah, such a simple life and such a simple meal he would have without any single complaint. He would consume the meal that was available. Sayyidina Hafiz Millat Ahli Rahmah would regularly perform the obligatory and sunnah acts since his childhood. After reaching puberty, he began to offer tahajjud salah and continued to do so for the rest of his life. He would offer Salatul Awwabin and recite Dalailul Khairat without failure. In his final days, he would also have others recite it for him and he would listen to it daily. He would recite Surah Yasin and Surah Yusuf daily in the morning, and he would recite Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, and it was also part of his schedule. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah would say that one should only perform voluntary actions which one is able to uphold. Subhanallah. Yes, do what you can sustain for a long time, inshallah, azza wa jal. Long-term sustaining of the good deeds, although it may be little, it carries a lot of weight, as it is, subhanallah, also substantiated from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we have, mashallah, wonderful kalam. Let's go and listen to the kalam, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kar de karam khuda,
kar de karam khuda.
जो आलम ने मारा कर दे करम खुदाया तेरा ही है सहारा कर दे करम खुदाया कर दे دیدار مصطفیٰ ہو وقت اجل میسر دیدار مصطفیٰ ہو یوں خاتمہ ہو میرا یوں خاتمہ ہو میرا کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 جینا کیا مشکل حالات پر علم نے جینا کیا مشکل آفات نے ہے گھیرا آفات نے ہے گھیرا کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 کر دے کرم خدا کی دور کر دے دھو کر آلائش گناہوں کی دور کر دے دھو کر عفو کرم کا جھالا عفو کرم کا جھالا کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 دنیا و قبر و محشر ہر جا عطا ہو مجھ کو دنیا و قبر و محشر ہر جا عطا ہو مجھ کو فضل و کرم کا سایہ فضل و کرم کا سایہ کر دے کرم خدا یا کر دے کرم خدا یا کر دے کرم خدا یا کر دے کرم سلامت ہو عافیت مقدر ایمان رہے سلامت رحمت سے پاؤں حصہ رحمت سے پاؤں حصہ کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 اسی آشیار و مجرم بدکار ہوں مگر میں اسی آشیار و مجرم بدکار ہوں مگر میں تیرا ہوں نام لے کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 کر دے کرم خدا حسن عمل نہیں ہے پلے میں کچھ بھی میرے حسن عمل نہیں ہے ہو جاؤں میں نہ رسوا ہو جاؤں میں نہ رسوا کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 کر دے کرم خدا بخشش دوزخ سے ہو خلاصی محمود کی ہو بخشش دوزخ سے ہو خلاصی جنت بنے ٹھکانہ جنت بنے ٹھکانہ کر دے کرم خدا یا 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 کر دے کرم خدا یا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نظر کرم خدا را نظر کرم خدا را سبحان اللہ viewers, just before we went for the kalam, we were discussing the greatness of Huzur Hafiz Amillat alayhi rahma, and we just discussed as how simple he was. He would lead such a simple life, and he would not be extravagant with anything, But when it comes to spending on others, he would find happiness in spending on others instead of spending on himself. Reading his biography instinctively brings this hadith to mind, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi," that none of you is a perfect believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. There are many people whom Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah had shown generosity. After his passing away, an old bundle of mail was found. It contained letters from all over the country. Amongst these letters, some of the letters were the letters of appreciation from those whom Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah would financially help, namely the scholars and people who served the religion. Dear brothers, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah was a practicing scholar indeed. And it is important to point out that if there seems to be a shortcoming in the quantity of the preferable and voluntary acts of worship that a scholar performs, this does not mean that he is unworthy of being respected and served. Elaborating on the greatness of the scholars, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, he writes that the glorious Quran has declared all of them, meaning all the scholars, the heirs of Prophets alayhi salam. So long as their beliefs are correct and they call towards the right path, scholars who carry out the obligatory and compulsory acts of worship but fall short in preferable and voluntary acts of worship have also been deemed as the heirs of the Prophets alayhi salam. This is contingent upon them having sound beliefs, because the one whose beliefs are incorrect and who calls others towards incorrect beliefs is misguided himself and also misguides others. Such a person is not the heir of the Prophet alayhi salam. Rather, he is a representative of Shaitan. Therefore, only those scholars who have sound beliefs and call towards his path are the heirs of the Prophet alayhi salam. Even if they leave out the mustahabbat and voluntary worship. Sare sunni alimo se tu bana kar rakh sada, kar adab har ek ka hona na unse juda, mujhko hai attar sunni alimo se pyar hai, do jahan mein inshaallah mera beeda paar hai. On one occasion, when returning from a journey in a car, the petrol ran out. The driver, he said that the car will not be able to continue any further. Those who were in the car became distressed when they heard this. However, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah stated with complete confidence, "Continue, the car will move inshallah." As he instructed, the driver turned the key and the car actually started. The remaining journey continued without stopping. Subhanallah, the car is running without a fuel. Allahu Akbar, this is a miracle of Huzur Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah. Another miracle of his, it is mentioned on page 213 of Call to Righteousness, a miracle of Huzur Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah that's been recorded. The founder of Al Jamiatul Ashrafiya, the hadith scholar of Muradabad, Hafiz Millat, Allama Shah Abdul Aziz, Muhaddis Muradabadi Rahimahullah, was a saintly figure of a high rank. Those who have written his biographies, they have mentioned many saintly miracles of his, one of which is that Jami Masjid Mubarak Shah was previously relatively small and dilapidated. Taking into consideration the local population, the masjid required an expansion, leading to its demolition and the foundations of the new masjid being laid down. The Muslims of Mubarakpur participated in its construction with much enthusiasm. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahmah was the project manager for this work, and he exerted a lot of effort and attention in financially resourcing the masjid. There was a lot of zeal in Mubarakpur. Despite its level of poverty, the Muslims exhibited their complete support for religious matters. The men contributed towards this cause by offering their earnings, and the women also aided by offering their jewelry. After the roof had been fitted, Haji Muhammad Umar came running to Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma in a state of worry and said, Hafiz Saab, the masjid's roof is sagging. What will happen now? Haji Muhammad then began to cry. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma stood immediately. He performed wudu, left his home with his neighbor Khan Muhammad Sahib and Haji Muhammad. Then he reached the masjid. He recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he fixed some wooden bamboo beams. Alhamdulillah, not only did the roof remain balanced and intact, but even if you were to look at it today, you would not be able to tell that it was sagging at one point. Subhanallah. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma was an exceptional teacher. He was an author, he was a debater. And mashallah, his most significant accomplishment was the establishing of Al-Jamiat Rashafia in Mubarakpur. In Uttar Pradesh, India. Its graduates have busied themselves in exalting Islam and disseminating the teachings of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali across India and various other countries of Europe, America and Africa. In addition to fulfilling the needs of the students and educating and nourishing them like an affectionate father, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma would refine their character as well. Raisul Qalam Allama Arshadul Qadri Rahimahullah, he said that a student and a teacher relationship is usually confined to the classroom. However, Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma was very amiable and approachable at all times. It was his affection and ambition that led him to tend to the needs of the students at his institute. If a student was in class, he would teach him. If a student was outside the class, he would monitor his character and behavior. If a student was in a gathering of scholars, he would bless him with awareness of a scholar's attributes and qualities. If a student was unwell, he would offer spiritual treatment in the form of amulets. If a student was undergoing financial difficulties, he would provide financial aid. And if a student graduated, he would find him a job and address any issues experienced during the course of that job. He would take care of the matters concerning a student's personal life, ranging from marriage to adversities and family issues. Irrespective of whether a student continues his studies or left after graduation, he stood as a guardian and a surety in all matters like a father. This unparalleled trait of being so influential is what differentiated Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma from his contemporaries. Subhanallah. So this is how affectionate of a teacher he was. He was a teacher, he was a mentor, he was a fatherly figure. Subhanallah. He would care for the students at the Jamia. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to follow into the footsteps of this great scholar of Islam. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Dear viewers, we also have a Madani Pearl of Nasiha as well for us to listen to. So inshallah, so we'll go and listen to the Nasiha and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A simple smile can transform a person's heart. A simple smile can melt anger and enmity away. You may be angry at somebody. A single smile can omit all of that. A single smile can really save lives sometimes. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Harith radhiyallahu anhu, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِهِ وَعَلَىٰ أَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I have never seen anyone who smiled more than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just imagine his smile. He brought comfort to the companions, it softened the people's hearts, it spread joy. This world is filled with stress, with worry, with anxiety. Smiling brings ease. Smiling is a charity. Smiling is a lamp, a lantern in darkness. Smiling is a mercy. Ultimately, smiling is a sunnah. So let's try to smile more, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah, apart from being a great teacher, a great orator, a great debater, and subhanallah, a mentor for some, and a like father figure for his students, subhanallah, he was also a great author. Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma also had expertise in writing books, and he wrote on various topics. Some of the books that he has written, one of them is Ma'arifi Hadith. It's a compilation of hadith translation and the scholarly analysis of those hadith. Irshad al-Quran is, subhanAllah, yet another beautiful work of Huzur Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma. Al-Misbah al-Jadid, this booklet has been published by Maktabatul Madina by the name Haqqo Batil Me Farq. And this is, subhanAllah, published by our own publishing wing of Dawat Islami. And one book he has written by the name of Imba'ul Ghaib. This is a unique book on the subject of the knowledge of the unseen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fifth book he has written is Firqa Najiya. It is an answer to a question that was posed to him regarding which is the saved sect. And the sixth book that he has written, it is the collection of his fatawa, collection of his Islamic answers that he has given to Islamic queries, a compilation of the questions presented early on to Darul Mashafia, Darul Ifta, which still remains unpublished to the date. And the last book, the seventh book that he has written is Hashiya Sharha Mirqat. Mirqat is a book that is taught in Dars-e Nizami, some logic. And subhanallah, he has written the Hashiya on its commentary. There are some beautiful sayings of Huzur Hafiz Millat Ali Rahma. In one of his beautiful sayings, he says, exercise is necessary for strengthening the body, and tahajjud is necessary for strengthening the soul. Next, he says that become a useful person. Being of use is what makes a person respectful. Subhanallah. And then he says, being conscious of one's responsibilities is the most valuable asset. If you are a responsible person, you are a valuable asset, subhanAllah. And then he says, wasting time is the greatest misfortune. Wasting time is the greatest misfortune, according to Huzur Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma. Hafiz Millat Alayhi Rahma was a disciple and a murid of the Shaykh of Shuyukh, Maulana Shah Sayyid Ali Hussein Ashrafi Mia Kechochwi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He also received khilafah from him. He also received khilafah and ijazah from his respected teacher, Sadru Sharia, Allama Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Sadru Sharia Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated, in my life, I have only come across two students who are really promising. Maulana Sardar Ahmed, who is the Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, and Hafiz Abdul Aziz, referring to Hafiz Millat, Maulana Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyi Lameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth, they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.